Right. With that, let us move on to item 8, which is to consider and take possible action to issue a request for proposals for investment consulting services. This is an action item. Christina.
Yeah, so for this item, as you can see, we're coming up on about 10 years that we've been in contract with Verus. We haven't gone out to the market in the last 10 years to see what else is out there. Stepstone is a shorter period of time, but we thought it would be a good time to go out to the market on both of them and see what options are out there. As you can hear, there's been a lot of evolving on the investment program we have, so it might be a good time to see if there's other specialty consultants, general consultants, what other options even our current consultants can offer us as well.
All right. Any board comments or questions on this item?
On the RFI or RFP for consulting investment consultants, how does that process work? So you would receive bids from various vendors and so forth, and then that goes through an initial phase through the administrative group, and then comes to the board, or how does that work?
So last time we did this, the board did decide to create an ad hoc committee. So once the RFP is submitted, we get the proposals back. That ad hoc committee of the board meets and reviews them, interviews, and then provides a recommendation to the board. So it's really up to the board as to how you would like to see that process go. If you would like to duplicate what we did last time, it is a very lengthy process because there is the development of the RFP before it goes out. So this process does take months, and so having an ad hoc committee that can provide input is helpful as well.
So let me piggyback on that and foreshadow item 9. On the agenda, which is that there's a potential. I'm not trying to take it out of order, but there's a potential, rather than do a committee on an ad hoc basis, that the if it were created, an investment committee could advise and assist on the RFP matters in place and instead of an ad hoc. So that would be one structural way to do it. What wasn't by intention, but that just looking at the order of these items, that's exactly what I'm thinking. In terms of what the process is to actually develop the RFP, you know, fully flesh out what we're looking for, what the scope of services are, you know, in the ideal scenario, and then issuing it, and then being able to take the responses and evaluate it, it's a big job. There's no doubt about it, but it's probably one of the more important things that we will do. So it's either going to be done on an ad hoc basis, or if the board considers item 9 and establishes that committee, I would suggest that's where that item would go. Any other questions or comments on item 8?
Sorry to interrupt. Just a quick question on scope. Sure. For the private markets, are we considering a consultant for the entirety of the private markets alternatives platform, inclusive of private equity, hedge funds, so on? Or?
I think the base case is to issue an RFP that covers all these aspects and allow firms to bid on however many verticals they want. So it could be general and all the alternatives. It could be just the alternatives. It could be general and two of the alternatives and see what we get back and figure out what the best approach is. But we would do one consolidated RFP and allow the consultants to choose which verticals they want to bid on.
So, like, for example, if Verus came back and said, hey, we want to be a bidder in this process, and by the way, we think we can do a better job than Stepstone, then they could bid for the entire package.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and I think, importantly, by having vendors bid across those, the board can look at this and say, you know, that's your bid, but we really like vertical A, B, or C. Let's have a conversation there. So you're going to be able to see kind of the breadth and the depth and make some informed decisions.
What would happen, Tim, if we did not get anyone back who wanted to take Verus's place? In other words, they all wanted to be Stepstone in one form or another. Is that an acceptable structure for
us. I guess that's not a scenario that I envisioned. We know there are, it's a competitive marketplace. I think the last time we did this, we got 8 or 12 bids back on the general consultant. There has been consolidation in the space. But I don't really have a great answer for you because I had not envisioned that scenario of there being only one bidder.
It may be that really isn't in practice an issue, but it did strike me, obviously, in our discussion.
Yeah. Candidly, I haven't thought through the implications. So. Okay.
Any other questions or comments? All right. Well, is there a motion on the item? All right, we have a motion and a second to authorize the issuance of requests for proposals for investment consultant services. Any further questions or comments on the item? Hearing or seeing none, let's vote. Candace, you'll be first. Candace.
Okay, aye.
Gordon, aye. Holcomb.
Aye.
McDonald.
Aye.
Mirzwa.
Aye.
Phillips.
Aye.
Wong. And Sloan. And motion carries 9-0. Thank you. Thanks for all the work and effort on that item.